chia seeds absolutely have been around for a long time. They are gluten-free. They're an excellent source of fiber. Certainly, they can contain more fiber than even some fruits and nuts. And because they absorb 15 times their weight in water, it can really help with hanging on to the nutritional benefits and help with hydration. It's just that anything in excess could be problematic.
And let's talk about this new trend on social media with chia seeds. What is it, and is it good for you?
We're curious about what they're calling an internal shower, basically a drink that's been popularized on some of the social media sites that includes a mix of chia seeds, some lemon juice, and some water. And they're kind of utilizing this concoction. They're claiming, hey, if you take it on an empty stomach, that it's going to have miracle effects. And certainly it may help with constipation. And chia is a healthy seed, but there are some other considerations.
And what are those considerations? Is this even safe to try?
Well, we can say that chia seeds are packed with fiber. 90% of those of us in the United States don't get enough fiber. The soluble fiber in these seeds can actually help with heart health, cholesterol management. It can help make it easier for somebody to use the restroom. They do absorb water, and that can be helpful. But the challenge is, if you do too much fiber too soon, then people suffer from gas and bloating and cramping and actually can make constipation worse. Occasionally, excessive fiber can really interfere with nutrient absorption and occasionally can interfere with medication absorption. So we want to be mindful of starting very slowly with something like this. And I would like to take the halo off where we're not expecting miraculous results.
How should you use chia seeds?
Chia seeds, as just any seed in our diet, whether it's flaxseed, chia, or other choices, can be used on a daily basis to bump up good health and fiber. They could be used creatively to garnish like your avocado toast. You can stir them into oatmeal, add them to baked goods. You can mix them into a smoothie. They have a lot of versatility and a lot of health benefit. I think the key is to be bumping up your fiber source slowly and utilize it on a daily basis.
What is your bottom line best advice on this trend?
As with many trends, when it relates to your health, there's opportunity to dig a little bit deeper, to be mindful that sometimes the claims aren't, you know, they're not what they say they are, perhaps, and to maybe check in with your dietitian, check in with your physician, and make choices that make sense for your unique nutrition needs.